we welcome you back to Charlotte, North Carolina, ACC kickoff. We have been busy all day long. It's a pleasure to say hello to Mark Richt, coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
That's right.
It was a little bit of a shock last year when we saw you, and now it feels like home, doesn't it, Coach?
It does. Yeah, it felt like home for me pretty quick, actually. Yeah. But my wife and I are loving it. We live in Coconut Grove. We're kind of chilling as empty nesters, and it's a great place to be. We're enjoying it a lot, and coaching these guys has been a huge blessing for me. They're pretty awesome.
Great place. I'll be down there my final vacay before training camp, heading your way to Miami and going around the Keys with my daughter. But
nice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know if Trump's building the wall, but Mark Richt is around South Florida. What is going on?
I don't know. We're just trying to love them up early, and let them know that every dream they have in life, they can realize it to you.
Yep.
Wonderful private school education, and you know, if you take pride in your home town or the area that you're from, it does tend to bless you when your playing days are over.
Yeah.
You know, if you build your reputation the way it ought to be built, and then your days are over, your playing days are over, and you're looking for work, and now you've got people right near your family that can help you the rest of your life, there's an extra bonus in that as well.
You know, Mark, knowing you the way that I have since the early 90s, one of our first conversations was always about the speed in the Deep South.
Right.
I mean, there are fantastic athletes all across the country,
right.
But there's something about that athlete
right.
from Dade County.
Those guys are fast. And a lot of the guys are a little bit underdeveloped, either by, you know, the nutrition that they're getting, you know, growing up compared to what they might be able to get once they get to college with us, you know. So many guys that, and I'm not into stars, but people understand star ratings. But, you know, you might have a guy that's a three-star guy in South Florida. And if you took him out and you plucked him and stuck him in another area of the country, he'd be like the best thing
right.
on the field. You'd
right.
be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's a four- or five-star guy. And I think there's a bunch of those gems within our area that – are just waiting to be noticed. The other thing is, you know, we like to make sure that we get a chance to get the parents of these guys on campus and let them see it for themselves. So many people think Miami, the University of Miami, is in Miami. It's not. It's in Coral Gables.
Yep.
And Coral Gables is one of the safest cities in the South. If you took all the campuses across the country in the Southeast and you just said, this school is in this city, and you know Miami's in Coral Gables, and all that. And you just compare the crime rates and all that. It's really a very, very safe place.
It's a beautiful place, that's for sure. We're talking with Mark Richt, coach of the Miami Hurricanes. The biggest question everybody wants to know is: you lose Brad Kaya. He
right.
was good. Who's going to replace him?
I don't know yet.
You know,
I hope to know for sure by the end of our second scrimmage, because after that you got to start game planning, getting
yeah.
ready for the next team. So. I've got Evan Sheriffs. I've got Malik Rozier, a couple veterans that have been around. I've got Cade Weldon, Casey's son, and then Nikosi Perry, two true freshmen. And I'll be honest with you, they all have a very good shot, or they all have a legitimate shot to win the job. And I keep wanting to know who it is. I keep wanting to say who it is. But if I do that and then we start practicing and I see something different, I don't want to go back on what I said. So I need to practice. We need to practice. I need to watch them. We need to scrimmage. I need to see how they handle pressure. We'll see.
What does Perry bring you? And from my reading and understanding,
yeah.
that's different from really any other quarterback you've had.
That I've ever coached?
Yeah,
or,
I mean, maybe DJ Shockley.
Shockley, Charlie
yeah.
Ward. You know,
yeah, well, yeah, I'm thinking it was a head coach. Obviously, Charlie Ward. No
yeah,
doubt about
yeah,
that.
Charlie but was
yeah.
pretty good.
yes,
yeah.
he was.
I mean, you take whatever skill set these guys have, and
right.
you make sure your game plan and your offensive system is broad enough where
uh-huh.
you can take advantage of whatever the guy's good at.
Right.
And that's what I've tried to do my whole career, not make them all fit into one certain system. And Nikosi, first of all, he is an excellent passer. And when I mean passer, I mean he's got touch.
Okay.
You know, you'll watch him in a 7-on-7 drill, and he'll be giving it to this guy or giving it to that guy. Not every throw is a knockdown shot, you know. Or there's a moment where you've got to put some juice on it, and he can do that. He can lay it out deep. You know, so he's got a passing skill, and his fundamentals are very good as a passer. But the guy can run. The guy can run like a deer. He's not a big kid. He's a tall, fairly tall. He's almost 6'4", but he's probably maybe 180. Maybe.
Wow.
Now, he's kind of a country strong guy. He doesn't look big and whatever, but he's really a pretty strong kid. So, and he's the kind of guy that when he does run, he's not looking for a fight. He's not looking to end the run by knocking some safety back. I mean, he's going to dip out of bounds. He's on high school film, he never really got hit hard because he was hard to hit hard. You know, guys that can move and got a little wiggle, you tend not to get a direct shot on them. So I like the kid, but you know what? I like these other guys too.
Well, it's not by accident that you have had a knack for finding a freshman, and then a freshman stays for 3 or 4 years as your starter, and we can go down the line with those guys. Yeah. So many good ones.
Yeah, at Georgia it happened more than it did. When I was at Florida State, you were just about a fourth-year junior before you played.
Yeah.
And you know, even Charlie Ward was a fourth-year junior before he played, and he won the Heisman. Yep. And, you know, all those guys did well. And then all of a sudden I go to Georgia, and they get David Green as a redshirt freshman, goes 4 years. You get a DJ, not DJ Shockley, but you get Aaron Murray, four-year starter. Stafford, three-year starter. And all those guys played as freshmen. Stafford was the only one that was a true freshman of that bunch. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, in some ways it's nice to get a guy to be a 3 or 4 year starter, but I'm going to play the best guy. I don't care who it is.
Right.
I think from the outside looking in, when Miami was going through some difficult years while you were still at Georgia, there was a noticeable drop-off with strength in the trenches, both on the offensive and defensive line. You've only been there a year.
Yeah.
How much have you seen improvement there?
We had more. I felt like our talent base was stronger on the defensive line than it was on the offensive line.
Okay.
I think the group that has improved the most, in my opinion, since I've been there, is the offensive line. I really believe we're going to do a lot better on the offensive line. D-line, we were not bad last year, and I think we got a chance to be outstanding. We got some great edge guys. We got some big men inside. And Manny has got a system where he's going to turn those cats loose and let them play.
Yeah, Manny Diaz has great linebackers, too. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that side of the ball will be in good hands. I don't know if you're going to like this or not, Coach, but we just finished up our voting, and we put Miami at the top of the Coastal, okay?
Blue and Coward. I mean,
you know what?
It had
what
nothing to do with who you were coming on next.
No, well, you know what? I hope you're right. I'll just say that.
I mean, it's high time, and you've only been there for one season.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that to happen. We're working hard towards that, and there's no reason why we can't other than, you know, there's some pretty good teams we play, but, you know, that's our goal. We believe we can do it, and we're excited about trying to prove it.
Hey, so we let you go. You got phenomenal talent with Walton and Richards. My gosh, are they talented
they're
players.
Really good.
I mean, it's
keep them healthy.
You've had phenomenal receivers forever, but, I mean, averaging 20 yards a ball last year as a true freshman.
So he did a great job. You know, and I'll say this, opposite of him, you had Stacy Cole, David Njoku. You know, you're tilt the coverage maybe a little bit that way and find out if the rookie can play.
Yeah.
You know, but now he's the target. So is he going to get double covered? Are they going to try to do that? Well, we better run the ball well. We better get some other receivers to make plays to keep that from happening.
Yeah, Walton definitely looks like he's going to be a good one. Hey, Coach, enjoy it. You look great. You look
I'm fired up.
Yeah, ready to go.
Your sandwich philosophy is going viral.
It's going viral. Well, they got to learn.
Is it 10 bites for a hot dog?
It's a 10-bite sandwich. No.
Someone asked you if a hot dog was a sandwich, right?
Yeah, there's two different things going on.
Yeah.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
No question.
Never.
And I was explaining hot dog delight at one time. That, what you're seeing there, is the 10-bite sandwich. That's two different things completely.
10-bite sandwich.
Yeah.
Who had the audacity to ask you if a hot dog was a sandwich?
I'm not
can't believe it.
I don't want to throw that guy.
Great seeing you, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
Always a lot of fun. There he goes, the head coach of the U.